Excellent, Sharp and Hoos, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated Wood Level and Tataron BD, guys. This podcast is going to be cool, calm, collective. We've had an amazing guest last week, Tabang.
Yeah.
We've spoken about such hectic subject matters. And today, even though it's going to be a bit, wanted to be very relaxed. So I think be comfortable at home, get yourself a drink. We're sipping on some Red Bull, and let's have a time.
Yeah, guys, today's topic is outgrowing lust. I think it's a topic that men definitely struggle with.
Yeah.
But there's more than that. We're also going to go going into Lerato Ditaba and How Are You, a segment that we've curated for you. You guys need to check out our Instagram and TikTok at Seated With, where you guys get to interact with us on our How Are You's and as well as our top five games.
Yeah.
But yeah, also Lerato Ditaba, we've been talking about Casper Nyovest's interview with Altido. A live show that we're cooking up in collaboration with
Stoker Nico. And very excited.
And of course,
I mean, since you've spoken about it now, guys, 17th of July, we have limited seating. The first ever live show, House of Rampedi, seated with Thought Digest as Majita. Yeah. And to give you guys a spoiler, two new shows that are signing to the channel will be announced on that day, guys. It's going to be a time of our lives. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to be chilling, having some drinks, networking.
Yeah.
7 p.m. until later, it's going to be the time of your life, guys. I even heard Mrs. Producer's going to be there, so...
Mrs. Producer's going to be
there. So hey, it's going to be a time.
I hope she has her own power bank. And then... Of course, getting into the topics, we'll be hitting topics, these subtopics such as, where do men learn to be lustful?
Yeah.
Can lust take over your life? Do all men cheat, or are they just victims of, you know,
of being cheaters?
And how to stop being lustful? Because obviously we have to give advice on how to stop.
100%.
And yeah, so there's no top five game today. I didn't actually make a top five.
I'll make a top five game. Okay, as we're speaking, nice. I think of something.
Okay.
But yeah, guys, Lerato Ditaba, how are you?
How are you? Please read. I always ask you to read. How are you?
Yeah, let's read your guys. How are you? I've got them here on my phone. The first one says straight turmoil.
Joe, it's winter now. Let's give context. It's winter now.
It's cold.
Students are in exams now.
Even my feet as we speak are cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruby's always happy, chappy. She's quiet today. She's cold.
Yeah. So
Swaggy's wearing a mask. He's in studio. Shout out to Swaggy being in studio, guys. That's who it is.
Bamudite unali COVID-27 out now.
There's something in this fake alcohol, but we'll speak about that in...
We can talk about that in Lerato Ditaba.
Because damn.
Because they said, 20.3 billion rand worth of fake alcohol is now in retail stores across South Africa.
I just know that it's 20% of what's existing. It makes up 20%.
I'm the one who sent this article to you, I remember. But anyways, yes.
If you're going through turmoil, maybe just try to get warm. Ne? That's the advice for today. Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah. Get warm. I think that's the step one. Get warm.
Yeah. This other person says, I'm perishing. Get warm.
Yeah, get warm.
Yeah, it's
another
it's
one without a heater.
Yeah.
So, Kimman, when you're cold, everything comes in, chief. Like,
yeah. Someone says, I'm grateful. I cried the previous day feeling behind and got an invite to interview the next day. I think that shows the power that what Tabang spoke about. Like, delay is not denial.
Delay is not denial.
I'm saying? So that's shout out to you for your interview. I hope it amplifies you and helps you out a lot.
Yeah.
I think we've heard that you guys are cold and turmoiled. How are you feeling?
No. Also, like, she said she was crying and then the next day she got the interview. Sometimes you need to crash out. Crash out. Yes, no, Toto, you must crash out.
Not for too long.
Within reason, also. Yeah.
Don't crash out today. When you're making your coffee, you're crashing out. When you're having lunch, you're crashing out. You come to work, you're crashing out. You get home to your goal, you're crashing out.
Everywhere you crash out, crash out.
Yeah, no.
How am I?
I feel so bad. I think I'm going to read this one because you guys are really sending a lot.
Okay.
The last one. I'm really grateful. I realize that we take advantage of the fact that we think we are guaranteed tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure, I think we're all going through like a lot of... That's
realist,
at home. So I think when you go through something so hectic, you get to appreciate that today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we also always plan for the future and all these things. You've spoken about this countless times.
Yeah, and how hustle culture takes away from today.
Not like focusing on what's happening right now.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what the future was 5 years ago, you know?
Yeah. That one's a very hard one. It's very hard to be grateful for today when you need tomorrow to work out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really.
You know what I mean? It's very hard to be grateful for today when you need tomorrow to work out. So I understand that one. So
how are you doing?
How am I? I'm okay, bro. Like, I'm fine. I'm just fine. I'm okay. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing too great. There's nothing too amazing happening. I'm just fine.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's very cold, but I am blessed. I am blessed that I have a heater. I have electric blankets.
I don't have a heater.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we have also other
company.
Other things.
Company.
And, you know, some people are having. Imagine that people are sleeping alone in this winter.
That's me, boy. Chief, electric blankets.
That's you. Yes.
Sleeping alone. What's up?
Yeah, no, but.
And are you sleeping next to me?
No, actually, sometimes I sit next to Percy and Kunze. That's not what I'm talking about.
Don't confuse us.
But anyways, Chief, yeah, it's cold. And, you know, I'm praying for South Africans across South Africa, those who sleep alone, those who sleep without electric blankets, those who don't have heaters, you know. Those who save worse, those who are stingy boyfriends that are saving electricity. Heaters on again, baby. You just switched it on 5 hours. So yeah, so I'm grateful that I can have heat, I can have electricity, I can watch TV.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that every day my conversations with God are growing a bit longer.
Yeah,
that's something dope. I'm very grateful for.
That's also nice. Like, that's one thing people that's one thing people used to tell me, like, yo, I've got a relationship with God. Then I'd be like, a relationship with God?
Yeah.
How? Yeah. And now obviously with this journey, I'm seeing that, oh, okay, cool. Vele, it's in your praise and worship.
Yes.
It's in you just being in moments alone and speaking to God about what you're going through, asking for strength. So that's really nice to hear.
Because some people call God once a month.
Yeah.
Others have him on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And they text him every
Others have
day.
Him on speed dial.
Others have him on speed dial.
Others even hear him.
Others are even
God
next
spoke
to him.
Me,
yes.
My man.
Yes. So it depends where your relationship with God.
Yeah.
I think right now I'm on the call. I can call him with airtime now.
Yeah.
I can call him with airtime and I know airtime won't run out. Now it's fine.
Yeah.
Previously, the way life was going, it felt like.
It was a please call me.
It was a please call me.
I hear you.
Previously, it felt like please call me. Yeah. Well, that's how I'm doing. Fitness wise, I just devised a fitness plan starting Monday.
Nice.
That's a big thing for me because. I want to, you know.
Yeah, you could be jacked. I've seen Lebo exercise, guys. This guy gets so lean and big.
And December's coming. That's why I said, okay, maybe it's time for me to start running again. Winter's going to finish now.
Yeah.
And that's when the bodies
so
are coming
December
back
comes,
out.
You took off the jacket, you say six pack.
Yeah. You want to say, are you going to see six pack or Uber Eats when you open up the jacket? It's up to you at home. So Monday I've devised the fitness plan. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it alone. That's also another thing.
Who are you doing alone?
I'm not doing it alone. All
right.
So that's another thing. So, I'm very excited. I have like a partner to keep me accountable.
Oh, your partner.
A
partner.
It's my partner. It's the partner I'm going to work with.
Yes.
Yes,
nice.
Chief. Yes,
that's
Chief.
Lovely.
Yes,
that's lovely.
Chief. How are you?
I'm good, man. Like, I can't complain about much. I think I always speak about like work, but I will speak about something that's very exciting. I think I haven't spoken about it in a long time. I shot my first ever podcast by myself.
Oh yes.
It's focused on interviewing like men that are successful in the space. Shout out. We've been speaking about this thing for a year. Like in Bali now, we're going to do a Google Drive. The podcast is called Capable.
Yeah.
And we were like, yo, dude, you know, we made like plans last year this time. So the fact that we've recorded is really cool. The first guest is amazing. I'm shooting again tomorrow. So I'm very excited about that. I think like I spoke about on Capable, you guys will see, I struggled to create this podcast because I felt like it didn't have purpose and identity. I knew what I wanted to learn for myself.
Yeah.
But through Homestyle, I've seen, okay, cool, this podcast is meant to be a podcast where God speaks through us to people. So I'm trying to make it God-centric, which is going to be very difficult because when you make such a statement, it's like, you need to really be about it, be consistent in it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I'm constantly praying about it with Tabang, one of my Homestyle leaders, church, friends and family. So excited about that. That's all I'll speak about. I do have a question to the audience though. Like, we've got this segment, La Rata Ditaba. It's always very, very short. If you guys don't know what that means, that basically means you like news, right?
Or gossip.
And we speak about current affairs. And I was telling him that we should possibly do a second podcast, just him and I still, but more comedic and laid back. And we speak about current affairs and the things people like. So today's session is going to be a bit longer, speaking about things that we've seen in the industry. And based on how much you guys enjoy, let us know if we should make it into its own segment and give you guys an extra 30-minute special once a week.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to have guests. We were thinking about adding just Daddy G and having two ladies. So think about some girls that you guys like. I think that could be fun. We could try it for 3 weeks.
It could be fresh. It could be cool. All of a sudden, we're drinking Hennessy again on the shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Because I feel like we've got these sides of us which are full of purpose and wanting to learn. But we're also laid back and chilled guys. Like, we're deep within the culture. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So it would be cool to, you know, to have a segment like
you know
that.
We part of the, we really are deep into guys. We're at a Hennessy ball game now in the culture,
and
like
we're seeing the culture like in real time, you know.
So it'd be nice to talk about it too, like,
yeah. So today we're gonna be a bit spicy, not spicy, but we're gonna speak about what's happening and speak about our opinions. First thing I'm gonna bring up, shout out to Monaco. We saw that she started something beautiful with the partner.
Yeah, which
she launched a salon called Sai in Bromfontein. Yeah. Very exciting, beautiful rollout.
Yes.
I was excited to see, you know, her creativity towards the salon.
Yeah.
Then we saw as of yesterday that she has removed herself from the entire business because
in its entirety
because of her partner.
She's no longer associated whatsoever.
We've heard some rumors as to why it could have led to that. Obviously we won't speak about it because,
but just from her words, she says been working with a crook for the past months.
Sorry, what else did you hear the word crook?
Yeah, it's been a long
like, that's
time.
The thing a timer says, a crook. That means it came from the heart. Yeah.
This mosquito right here, I was saying surely,
mosquito.
Whatever you do, don't go to side
PT. Never, what does a mosquito do?
It just sucks blood. It's a parasite.
So she's a crook and a mosquito.
But allegedly.
Allegedly.
Business will teach, she says, businesses will teach you lessons, laughing my ass off. Sometimes expensive ones. Yeah. But we thank God we're in the position to make mistakes and keep it moving. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, this is just like such a big blow. I was telling the guys before we started shooting that it was so inspiring for me to see like a black woman move away from like,
productize.
I'm just a content creator and I go to clubs.
It was so nice.
It was like a... Yeah, no, I'm being for real. Like, young girls could look up to her and be like, oh, she's a content creator, a businesswoman.
Yeah, because we saw she's because Monaco studied marketing.
Yes.
She's like, oh my gosh, she's applying her career, which she was.
Yes, she was.
She still is, but it's showing that, like, guys, when you go into business, be careful. Yeah. Like, you're speaking, sorry.
Yeah, so, like, obviously, like, this news and stuff, obviously, it's, like, unfortunate and stuff.
Sad.
It's sad, but I still think that we should still be very, like, have a sense of, like, being proud of her for the attempt to get out of her comfort space. It's very, very, very
noteworthy.
It's very, very noble of her to be able to like step out of content creation, do something that's not a podcast, not a show, not a new show,
not
a new video, but something that were like she could have running basically for the rest of her life.
Mm.
You know? And that was something that I think that she should never stop doing. I don't think she should let this experience be the thing to take away from her effort.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't 100%. Know.
But I also feel like, I don't know the, like, from what she said, like, why was there not an agreement written? Like, that for me is so confusing, guys. Like, never go into business without a clear, you know, I own 60%, you own 40%.
Yeah.
Or if we're doing a business every week, every day, we must, you know, show access to the sales.
There's just proof that somehow you know you own something. You know what I mean? Like,
how do you feel about her telling people not to go to?
I think it's fair. I think that you have to understand, like, in the content creation space, like, our names have value. You know what I mean? Like, if someone hears Lebo Rampedi is going to be at a comedy show, maybe a couple more people will come. You know, people that support me, people that love me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so even the value of her name is still associated to the business. It gives the business value. Yeah. So her saying, okay, like, don't go anymore. That's her basically saying, guys, I'm removing my name being associated to this. So there's no more value to this. If you want to go, you're going because you support that hand.
Yeah, not because of me.
Don't go because of me.
Yeah.
There's even today, she posted a screenshot of someone, like, DMing her saying, like, oh, we made a TikTok about the company and, like, oh, rah, like, we have, this lady hasn't paid us our deposit. She's threatening to sue us. And Marco's like, oh my God, first of all, I'm so sorry. I'm literally going to pay you out of my pocket if this lady doesn't pay you. You know what I mean? Mm. And small things like that, it's like, oh, she feels guilty on the things that, like this is her name associated to this company. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Which is fair because she made people trust the company because of her likelihood.
Yeah,
so it's nice that she's taking accountability. But she must be careful because she shouldn't take too much accountability.
But it just seems like this, she's just back to back in things, eh? We just came from Piano Hub now, by the way. Like, now. So it's like, ish.
Yeah.
I'm just praying for her.
Speaking
about
Piano Hub, I actually saw Tahi and Sviso at the Calvin Momo Symphonic.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I didn't greet Sviso because I was taking photos, but then Tahi came and that was cool. Tahi's a cool guy, guys. Like, it's like off camera, he's a chilled bro.
Yeah. I've spoken to him a couple of times.
He's a chilled bro.
He was cool when I spoke to him.
Yeah, but one thing he is like a journalist. Like, the bro, every time I speak to him, you can see him trying to understand the mind and what you do. But in other news, guys, most of my bros have been sick. All of us have been feeling like we've been sick for like 2-3 months, 1 week on, 1 week off. I blame the fake alcohol. And there's been articles that up to 20% of alcohol in Saudi is literally just fake alcohol. The Hennessy we're drinking is fake. I know from being within club culture, a lot of clubs, you know, when you buy a Don Julio, you might be drinking a Jose, you get me?
I'm trying to find the article because I sent it to you. I don't know if I sent it to you.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we can even put up a video now. This is a video of police officers. They're busy raiding a specific space. And you're seeing that they're making Gordons from scratch. They're brewing Hennessy from a bucket. And I think that should, like, that should be us waking up, guys. Guys, we're going to get sick.
We're going to get, like, the country will low-key have, like another, we're like, plague. We're going to get sick. A plague or some sort of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be bad.
Which makes me feel like we should either, one, take a break from alcohol, or two, move towards alcohol. Like, I was out at Tempo 2 days ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm buying takeaways for me and my friend. And I was like, can I please have a Costa Light? Like, I'm not going to get double Jameson and
appetite. Yeah, no
way. Please give me a Costa Light. Because I'm genuinely in fear because I'm like, damn, dude, guys, you know how important the body is. Like, the body is very sensitive, guys. And if there's a para making Hennessy in a bucket in the apartment. Man, this video is disgusting. Come out, he's
stepping in the bucket with his toes going,
bro.
Yeah, and it tastes similar to Hennessy. Yes. And he says, no, let me put this in mass production.
We have some serious chemists in South Africa. Hey?
Yeah, nah.
How do you replicate the taste of Hennessy, my man?
I don't know, chief.
That's powerful.
I mean, these people, I mean, come on, chief. Like,
yeah, but yeah, that's been crazy for me to see. One thing I really did enjoy seeing, though, was Casper's interview conducted by Altido.
Yeah, I was about to say
that. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, some of my favorite parts of that interview was just like, guys, like, Casper is so inspirational in, like, so many ways. Like, 12 years in the game. And, like, so much controversy around him, but still.
And then, mind you, that 12 years was 12 years of being known in the game.
Yeah.
So, Altido interviewed Casper Nyovest recently.
Yes.
It's the third time he goes into the Altido podcast. Shout out to Altido podcast.
Yeah.
That's a podcast I really enjoy. I think I like how neutral Altido is with everybody in the game. You can see he's a chilled brew, but he also knows how to monetize. So, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Casper, in this interview, was just as vulnerable as he's been in previous interviews, but the brew did, like, you know.
He did shy some shots.
Not direct shots, but then if you were the person, you felt a jab.
Nah, I think he was just being educational.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was being educational without, like, without consideration of, like, how people feel. It's like when you just tell the blatant truth.
Yeah.
I don't think any point in that podcast he lied.
Yeah.
About something. Like, if he said something about, like, Aries or he said something. He was just telling the truth from his perspective.
So, to give you guys context, the first thing that was probably spoken about was Casper was emphasizing on the fact that for you to be a A-list celebrity who's booked out across the country, you need to have social media presence.
Yeah.
And then Altido was posed the question of having to, he had to answer, Altido said, but that's not the case.
That's not the case.
I'll give you an example.
Many people have.
He's like, for example, Aries. Then Casper said, Aries? I said, A-list celebrity. He said, when last was Aries booked in Venda?
Yeah, you see, but my whole point about this, and this is for the social, like, the influencers listening.
Yeah.
Notice how everyone knows now the power of influencing. Even the artists now. Yeah. They understand. Like, I mean,
Casper's a streamer, for example.
Casper's a streamer, for example, guys. Like, that shows you that, like, influencers are, like, whatever, you know,
even
how
that we, brew, the Mo Fire brew, who's that again? DJ's Boo. Who's the Mo Fire guy?
The Two Shoe.
DJ's Boo. DJ's Boo, DJ's Boo, for example, great example. He was a great entrepreneur. He was a DJ. Now he's in the podcasting space.
Yeah.
For the longest time. He carves the power of podcasting, social media.
But my what is it called? My chop is that, like, it seems as if South Africa has a tendency to follow UK and USA trends. And what we've seen in UK is that, you know, the influencers are the stars in those spaces. And I think that we also slowly moving into that space where influencing is going to become like a thing that's like makes you a celebrity.
And the celebs I can see that are quickly jumping on and saying, I can't stop being a celebrity.
Yes, because it's not good enough to make music anymore.
But you know, I think it's definitely scarcity. So back in the day, we used to see celebrities as people that we would see on high value platforms. So one, your soapies, two, movies and cinemas, right?
Yeah.
So now that was what you were visible to. That's what you had accessibility to.
Yeah.
Now there's social media. So now you can go and watch Hungani Ndlovu on Scheme Sam as Mang Mang twice
T-Boss,
a week.
Yeah.
As T-Boss twice a week. Mm. But now there's Lebo Rambedi dancing twice a day.
Ish, boy.
On TikTok.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard.
So now who does the consumer fall in love with more?
Yeah, it's hard, that thing. Like, think about that. thing about Bruce that like to just dance on TikTok, that's a good example. Yeah. They dance every single day on TikTok and it's like 500,000, 600,000. He's doing television views, chief. You know what I mean? Like television views in a day, and he's doing it every single day.
Yeah.
Who really has the more stardom in that scenario?
I was talking to my friend, and I messaged you. I was like, "Yo, bro, like I'm going through my analytics. What do you get like in a week TikTok views?"
Guy, don't say the numbers now because now you're going to make
no. You pop, for the brand you compliment
deals.
Someone
it's for the brand like, deals.
They but anyway, I think Level in the past 28 days got like 20 million views.
Yeah.
I was like, "What? That's crazy." Yeah. Let me not lie on your name, bro. Like I literally was like, "Yo, boys, and please, like."
Scape. Even Percy was like, "You don't clap for yourself anytime." Hey, level. Wow,
which is crazy. I was like, "Boys, escape screenshots." Okay, yeah, let me not lie. 365 days. That should
probably
be
like
me.
What
in the past year you got 51 million views.
Yeah.
In the past 28 days, I think you got 5 million views.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
In a month, yeah. In,
yeah, last that's month. Insane, bro. I was like, what?
It's a bad month for me. 5 million views.
Yeah,
mind
you, his analytics are saying
I'm telling you that it was a bad month for me, chief. Wait for me. The percentages are... you know the percentage on TikTok, on TikTok studio, and it goes down. That's
yeah. So yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But it's crazy. And think about that's me with an account of like, 100,000. The people in South Africa have accounts of 800,000, 1 million. How many views are they getting in a year? Maybe 100 mil.
Yeah.
Busima, for example, Ghost. Mm. How many millions of views are they getting in a year?
That's why you see when they go into a space, like, where are the eyes focused on? How many kids are running to Ghost? All of them.
Yes.
Also, one thing I saw recently, these past weeks has been so cool. I think Mac G is traveling or on leave. I don't know what. He's had Waris sit in for him, bro. So Waris has been doing the podcast, the main podcast, alongside Soul.
Yeah.
And, bro, like, killing it, keeping the exact same amount of views,
really,
if not more. Yeah, like literally,
I haven't watched.
Mac G is not a part of that show right now. In this instance, it's Waris who's leading it and Soul. So the fact that Mac G could build such an ecosystem
that it can
that he can remove himself is something that you can definitely like put your hands together for. Yeah. You know, so that's been really cool to see. Waris also has his own podcast. I was on it hosting it with him. I think like 6 months ago. I don't know, he doesn't get that many views on his own show. Like, him and another DJ maybe get like 5,000 views.
Yeah.
So that also showed me that, like, guys, sometimes don't link your talents towards the viewership that you that you're
100%, bro.
A lot of the times it's focused on the visibility that you have.
100%.
Because Waris is going from like 5,000, 6,000, 120,000 views, whatever, to now getting hundreds and thousands of views, which is insane. You know 100%.
What I'm saying? Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm 100% agree. It's like someone posting you now. You do a collab post of, not a collab post. You just be on someone else's video now.
Yeah.
That video might not blow. But if you posted that exact same video on like your account, then it's going to definitely blow because people understand your talent, your what. Yeah. But let's get into the topic, man.
Let's do it.
Outgrowing lust. Okay, cool. So
what is lust, bro?
Okay,
we used this word so many times last week. On the podcast.
Defining lust. Lust is a strong emotional or physical desire often associated with intense attraction or sexual interest in someone. It can be characterized by feelings of excitement, passion, and a strong desire for physical intimacy. Lust can manifest in different ways, such
as...
when
you tell someone, basically.
Yeah, it's when you sub a but like out loud.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Or internally, yeah.
Yeah, internally.
Yeah.
It can manifest in different ways, such as physical attraction, sexual desire, emotional intensity.
Yeah, so it's not just sexual. It can also be like,
yeah,
I can be lustful for you emotionally.
Yeah,
you know. What
and
I'm
I
saying?
Wanted to start this topic with like where men learn to be lustful.
Yeah,
like where men basically learn not to control lust.
Yeah. So throw me back to when you were younger.
Yeah.
When do you think Lebo Rampedi was introduced to lust for the first time?
I think we have to start all the way back with attraction first.
Yeah.
Let's start with attraction. So I think I was watching Cartoon Network. And then I was watching Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
And the mayor's assistant walked onto the screen. I remember her with her orange hair like a fire. And the body, ma. Oh, your body, ma. I was like, damn, girl. And I think the young me woke up. This thing is actually quite interesting. And then you can tell us, what about you? What's your first memory ever of being like attracted to a woman?
I think for me, like, I think I'm a late bloomer when it comes to all things,
everything.
Dating, kissing,
everything.
Girls, all these things.
Yeah.
So for me, it's when I was introduced to porn for the first time.
Mm.
I think I was we're at the old house in Polokwane.
Yes.
One of our cousins came up to me.
Yeah.
We've got the you know who it is?
Yeah, sure.
Which cousin I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, sure.
Okay, anyway. So he comes to me, he goes, "Hey boys, let me show you something." We're in the playroom. So now I come down.
You hear the guy, playroom, guys. They're going to say that Rampini's coming from mine. Playroom.
We're in the playroom. Yeah. Because so in the playroom, we had a bunked bed situation. Yeah.
It was our old bed when we used.
So I come to the bunk bed, and then he gives me the phone. Then I'm watching. I'm like, what's this? I don't look, man. Like, focus.
Like, I need you to see what I see, bro. I'm like, yeah.
And he's like, what? 4 years older than me?
How old were you at that time?
I'm trying to remember, bro.
I remember me, if the pop-up goes, I was young.
Yeah, I think I was, I want to say 8, 9.
I want to say 8, 9 too, like maybe 10.
Yeah,
10.
8, 9, 10, yeah.
10, maybe 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, more my grade four.
Yeah.
I look at it, then I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Then he's like, no, they're having sex. Then I'm like, oh, I've heard about sex. No. But it's also like crazy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's loud.
The hand sounds like she's getting stabbed.
And they're white.
The brew is huge. Oh, we were watching different types. I think we were in different games. No, but go on.
So they're white and I'm seeing it's crazy. You know, it's new things. Then he goes, do you want to see more?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
But I remember from that moment, like, I started thinking about, okay, cool. Yeah. How do I see that thing again?
Yeah.
And then from there, I know it transitioned into, like, late night TV.
Yeah.
And certain shows. You're watching things like...
Bikini Babes.
Yeah. Even, like, you know, SMSLA, what? You know what I'm saying? You're seeing pornographic adverts.
Yeah.
Then it starts building interest. Now you start waiting for the family to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So you can wake up in the middle of the night to see these things peacefully. You know what I'm saying?
With no one stressing. Yeah.
So now, once, you know, I was exposed to that, it then transitioned my mind to view kissing on TV differently.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, if they're kissing, they're going to have sex now.
Yes.
So my mind was confused for the longest time.
Yes.
And then from there, I'd go to school now. And I'd see a girl, then I wanted to kiss a girl.
Yeah.
And I wanted to also girls to hump me, you know what I'm saying? Then that's...
Did you ever play something that also very, I think, damaged me in terms of my lustfulness? Is Jollof for 5 Days. Did you ever play Jollof for 5 Days? Mm-mm. So Jollof for 5 Days is a game that kids play.
Yeah.
And it's basically like everyone in a group, everyone agrees wants to play. And then it's girls and boys. And then they'd write a girl's name in your hand, right? And then no one knows who's going to date who now. And one, two. And then you say, okay, my girlfriend for this week is this one.
That sounds nice.
And then we date for the week.
You must implement that in adulthood.
On Sunday, you have to break up because you're playing the game. Why?
Again
next week. So now I had a different girlfriend every, you know.
Muscles.
And I feel like, you know, men are exposed to, and I like how you're saying it because you're showing us how like everything links to each other. Mm. Like how everything in media also links. So now you watch porn, so you know the truth about what happens when you see a shoe and a pants and a dress on the headboard now in the scene. You
know that something.
You know what I mean? They had sex. And you know now when you're playing or you're on 2BD trying to download music as you're young, you...
Chiki chiki ad.
1 kilometer away. Russian Iso. This Russian can look like this.
Yeah.
It's a Russian white, blonde, blue-eyed woman. Nipple is looking at you. It's pointing at you like a gun. And you're 11 years old, by the way. And you're tempted because they're telling you 1 kilometer away. She wants you. Text her. You know what I mean?
Stop masturbating.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So,
the ad even says stop masturbating.
Yeah, stop masturbating. Fuck now. Have sex now. Why play with your toy? It's tough being a man in South Africa, chief, in the world.
I wonder if women go through the same exposure and the same journey to these things. I don't know, obviously everyone's exposed to these things.
Yes.
So ladies, I'm curious. Disciples that we have there from the podcast, please tell us, how were you exposed to lust for the first time? Because I'm really curious to see if it's linear with us, in line with us.
But I want to keep building this backstory because I'm trying to get to a point of where now we're in our 20s. But then we move into our high school, and you know, Tato and I went to all boys' schools, so I think we got the worst of it. I think, you know, when I speak to Khunza, I think he got like a very watered down version of what I went through. But then what happens is now I am in high school and I've watched porn. I know, and I can't prove it, but I know all of you have also watched porn. Okay? I'm in high school now. I know all of you have watched what I know. So now I'm going to ask, who's seen a vagina live? Because I have. You know what I mean? As a young man. And that's when the competition, the competitive nature of lust comes in.
That's because a nice analysis.
I'm trying to show you. I'm trying to build it for you.
Because even debates like how many holes does a girl have? Then you'd be like, one hole. No, then some guy said, no, two goes to the bum. The one
some
goes,
say
no.
Three.
Yeah, I'm a man.
You say, where's the you third one?
But it's in between.
It's the grief.
Where you grieve from.
But you kids.
You're kids.
And now it's a matter of who knows more. Now it is now a race.
Yes.
It's like going to the moon.
And how do you educate yourself?
You have to go.
Watch porn.
You have to watch porn. And also now, you want to now increase now. So now you want to try with girls.
Mm.
Try see. So now you go to a house party and you're going from hugging girls. Just hug, by the way. Hug felt like a love, by the way. To now, can I kiss you? Mm. Then you lambs. Then as a man, you say, gugu. Gugu, eh? Eh, gugu.
Oh, yeah.
Gugu. Gugu. Oh, I held her boob. She's not saying anything. Gugu. 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 Hey, man. Yatwana. It's the same texture.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, okay. Now I can report this back to the bruise. And then they come back, and you know what they say to you? After you've achieved such a huge award, basically, they say to you,
have you gotten head before?
No. They say to you, but that one is small. You must try big now. Oh, you must try slim waist. You must try slim thick. You must try colored. No, don't do black. Do colored. So now what happens is it just keeps increasing.
Yeah.
This reach for like lust, like for men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to basically get to, because
are you on fire today?
Because the first one is like, can lust take over your life? And I need you to understand, this thing is a lifelong. It's like smoking weed since you were 8-11, basically. It's a lifelong addiction now.
Yeah, and the more you smoke, the more tolerance you have. Yes.
And that is why, guys. I need you guys to understand. That is why, because one of the topics is, do all men cheat? That is why men cheat. Because they are used to this pattern of new girl, new body, finding out what's the last, investigating what makes me. Because we are addicted to the new, the fresh. Eh? Otomaka, black people having porn. Then you're like, how do white people have porn? And you're my Asian, by your sangwa. You know what I mean? Is it different? Do they use different rooms?
Yeah,
you know?
Curiosity.
But my point is that your curiosity keeps expanding and you never fulfill.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, medieval days, or let's say...
village days. Even.
Village days.
Or great
Tawo hasn't seen a naked woman until he turns 18 and he marries her. And that's the only time he can strip her to see his first naked body. Do you imagine how excited Tabo is when he sees that body? Our ancestor Tabo.
Yeah.
Whereas Luyanda in South Africa now, 2025, has seen approximately maybe 1,000 naked female bodies of different arrangements, different races.
And if
races.
He's masturbating daily for the past 5 years, it could even be 100,000 different.
Then you want to, and then you say, hey, can we be exclusive? When he's had a haram of women on the internet. And it's not halal, that thing. It's not halal, that thing. So that's what I'm trying to be the, what is it called? The devil's advocate.
Right, right now, you're just the advocate, bro.
Because
you're
trying to show you that men behaviors, and men, and this is the problem why, I can always see it in a married man. You know, when we were speaking to Tabang yesterday, last time, I can see he's got that muscle, a muscle that of like, I've outgrown that lust. I don't fall victim to that thing. I know how to pick one woman and be, you know,
He's gymmed it.
Because he's gymmed it. He knows that I don't need to be satisfied by the world anymore.
Yeah.
I can be content. I can be fulfilled.
Yeah.
And maybe we can speak now about how lust has taken over in our lives, in our 20s, and how we've tried to take hold of it compared to our friends and et cetera. Yeah, maybe you can start us off.
Yeah, I agree. I want to add on to what you're saying, though, because, like, you've given such a powerful problem.
Mm.
And I wanted to add on, like, we are constantly gymming that muscle of lust. Mm. And Thabang, who we had last week, has gymmed that muscle of not being lustful. You get me? And in that, how did he gym it? When before he got married, 20 months without having sex with his wife. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. I think he mentioned that it wasn't the, 26 without having 20 months prior to his marriage, they didn't have sex. So now he gyms that need mentality, for, you know, having to be pleased by his wife sexually.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a powerful
loyal thing. Loyal man. Like, I think my point here is that we need to gym our muscles that are not related to lust, but related to love.
Yeah.
And that's the only way we can go through so many years of being lustful. Because I think even to this day, even as adults, 28, 26, we're still lustful.
I'm struggling, G.
Yeah, we're still lustful beings.
I'm struggling. Let me not...
Yeah.
I'm struggling with lust.
But I think also, like, it's so powerful how you are so... How you are so self-aware of where lust comes from.
Yeah.
Because I would never have deep dived so much and looked at that journey, because that's what exists. And I think it should show us that we shouldn't be lenient with men when it comes to cheating, but when it comes to their lust, we should be more educational. Yes. So we know this audience is 80% female. We keep asking you guys, please educate your disciples. Counterparts. You know, as the disciples, share the message.
Your little brother. Tell him, chief, I know what you're doing.
Yeah. And like help them understand the impact. Let's catch these bruises young. Because we're seeing now the problem is curiosity.
Yes.
So if you're so, if the people are so curious, let's give them access to these things in a healthy manner. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be trying to find how a vagina looks like on porn.
Yeah.
I should have a textbook open to a number of different vaginas and I see how it's like. Curiosity is killed. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I should know the pleasures of sex and the downfalls of sex.
Yeah.
Curiosity is killed. I should understand that multiple cultures have sex in different ways. Yes. There's different positions. Curiosity is killed, you know?
Yeah, instead of now, where now you are Jan van Riebeek and South Africa's there and you just want to conquer... Oh, what, chief? That's not how it must work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like how we're speaking about this and we've built the context now.
Yeah.
Because now everyone understands now. From that baseline, now you guys will understand what we mean now when we mean we're struggling in our 20s of lust.
Yeah.
That, you know, this is something that men struggle with for some men for their whole lives. That is why we see men in clubs, guys, who have bellies that... Could be for two. He looks pregnant. It's because he's still in his lustful era. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the other day, you know, I was having a very deep, very profound conversation with Percy on the difference between being cuffed and being single, and the negativities of it, and as well as with Khunse. Sorry, and we spoke about how like, it is so hard to like be content with one person. Especially when you know how much the world has to offer.
Yeah.
This world is filled with so many colors of women, guys. So many colors of women. That you can be with someone and say, this is my type. And go to the mall and go cliques. Habe South Africa has many beautiful women. It's not like other countries where you have to go to the club. And you can go bump into someone at cliques. Bump into them, have a small conversation, and be like, no, man, this is in fact my type, not the person back at home.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And what we finally got into is that, like, you just need to decide, like, are you content?
Yes.
What is fulfilling you? And that was the biggest thing. Fulfillment was where I felt Percy and Khunse didn't really understand that they really is a huge difference between being of someone and not.
I also don't think they have, and when I say they, person, I'm also referring to multiple men.
Yes.
Not many men have tasted the power of being in a balanced relationship.
Yes.
So now they always think of the worst relationships and all the downfalls. And I think the main cause of that thing sometimes is men themselves because they don't know how to submit themselves to a woman and be patient and have healthy conversations and grow through hardship.
Also, when they pick, they don't pick for their longevity.
Character or the character in the heart.
They pick for what?
Their eyes.
Because you pick for lust and you pick for the short period. It's like saying, okay, here's a dog and a horse. They're going to race now. Eh? You say, wah! Who's going to get there first? And you say the dog's going to get there first. Because you think, okay, it's small, faster, what. And the horse outlasts and even goes further and does many, 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 many different laps. And that is the problem with men. We go to these clubs. You see a beautiful girl. She lifts her leg. Now you see the thigh meat is shake. I guess streetwise too. Pop. 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 streetwise to pop as she shakes this thing. And it balances me. And you say, wow, I feel like I have a connection with this woman. She's going to understand me. My family's going to love her.
Are you kidding me right now?
Are you joking,
are
buddy?
Are you joking, man?
Like, are you joking, man? And I think that, you know, we oh, man. We are such like, we are such like self, men are such, like we inflict our own pain on ourselves. We complain about women on like internet, complain about honeys, say, cross a woman, I trash, whatever, this, that. But we always forget, like, you know, as much as it sounds very taboo, men have a larger power to win because we get to like, have a larger pick. We get to pick. Yeah. You know, women wait to be picked, guys. Are you guys aware? Women wait to pick. Not every woman is outgoing, hey, DMing men, hey, can go on a date. Some women get to be picked. That's why we hear women say, I haven't been on a date this year. Because they haven't been picked. Whereas men, you get to pick. And I really believe that we are so used to picking up the flower that's right in front of us when we can climb a tree and grab a fruit and be filled and be fulfilled.
So then, how do we fix that though? Because we're clearly seeing that we're choosing romantic partners out of lust.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yes.
And that's because the lust muscle has been built so much. How can the average guy out there who wants to choose someone not for lust, but for love and for potential in their future, what should they be exercising every single day to enable them to choose Martha, who might not be as visually pleasing to the eye, but might be visually impactful to the heart and longevity and the career and the character?
Ask yourself the simple question, if we weren't having sex, would I like this woman? How many times I've been, hey, at home, and why? Because the bomb, Tato. It's not because... It's not because of the heart. Even singing. Yeah. And this person says, hey, you should change your clothes. Hey, you don't look nice. You say, hey, man. Then they bother you. Hey, you annoy you. Can you please do this for me? What? Hey, man. This person's annoying, hey? I'm actually angry. And then they shout at you, where are you? Not at home. Hey, bro.
What's happening?
This person's pulling me down now. Mm. And then they give you the bomb. You understand?
I hear you.
That is the problem. So sex, it releases hormones, guys. We're all aware of this. We all ignore it. If you don't have sex with your partner and you still like them, pretty good chance you're going to have a good relationship, buddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we can even take it like a step back from sex. I think even like what we are consuming visually. I think, you know, some people speak about masturbation in a positive light. Some people speak about masturbation in a negative light.
Yeah.
I think the worst part of all masturbation is the act of pornography.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm clean and I don't do those things. I've never done those things before.
Yeah.
But I think if we can also limit pornography, if not put it to zero, that can also reduce the amount of lust that men have in their hearts.
Yeah.
So now when it's time for you to be faithful to someone, you're not used to seeing a different face every other day. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So that could be another further step that men can take. Yeah, I also think accessibility to yourself. Mm. Like, not every beautiful woman that you that you have access to should you be DMing, speaking to, having around, having conversation.
Yes.
Sometimes it's good for you to have your friends, have your network. If you want to make a joke and you're a funny guy, make the joke to the crowd and then you move on.
Yeah.
So I think also limiting yourself and seeing the power in that can also really help with, you know, the lustful thoughts to enable you to have a loving partner.
Because you're getting into the topic of how to stop being lustful, basically. Yeah. And I'm hearing it. And I agree, access to pornography, access to women, whether it be WhatsApp, whoever, you know who guys are bad.
Even things like Tinder, guys. Like, I'm all about finding love online.
I'm also
But Tinder, you're literally swiping, eyebrows too big. Mm. Yeah. That shouldn't be the focus. Like,
it should be the
heart. I think Tinder, for it to be successful, it should be based off of the person's characteristics.
Yeah.
Let's remove the physical.
But they do, like they say in the bio, I like long walks on the beach.
When do you investigate?
Yeah.
When do you investigate? Date. After you've seen the face and you've seen that the eyebrows are fine.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with I'm not, guys, wait a second. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with someone being attractive. It's fine for someone, but it's wrong to be lustful.
But that's the main problem. Like, yes, attraction should build, but should attraction not come from? And I'm not saying that I action this out.
Yeah.
But from my leadership in my life, they always say attraction should come from somebody's character, somebody's traits.
No. Let me explain to you why. Let me say there's two restaurants,
Yeah.
One is being held up by poles. there's a bucket and they're washing the plates and you can see the lady. And the other one, there's a drive through and they take your car and there's many...
Valet.
I don't think any human being would eat at the...
But what happens if there the staff is amazing, it's a nice community, having the time of your life?
Great for you who was brave enough to enter that restaurant. But I think if they can invest like that, imagine what their food's going to look like. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being attractive. I'm just saying don't be lustful.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just don't think the attraction should be the main focus for you to stay.
Because I've
seen Bruce change their partners because we see the next big thing. Yeah. You can be with the most beautiful, for example, like a lot of guys jump between light skin and dark skin women.
Yeah.
You can be with the most beautiful light skin woman, having the time of your life. You love how she was. Then from there, you're like, I actually would like to be with the dark skin woman because you're not with one.
Yes.
Then you go to dark skin woman, you're like, wow, she's so beautiful. Her skin is different. Then you start missing, but that light skin babe's skin was also something different, Then you bounce between left, then you bounce to right, and you bounce to left.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be the main criteria because that would make you stay.
I hear what you think, so it shouldn't be your main criteria.
So you can decide to enter the place with the valet or the place being hauled up with sticks. But once you enter, just make sure what makes you stay is the character of the person.
No, I like what you're saying. You're right.
So you never dated an ugly person, like based off your standards? Would you?
I'm so confused. This is a trick question. Would you date an ugly person? Mara, what is happening in this country, Chief? Are we not allowed to say we wouldn't date ugly people anymore? Are we not allowed to do that anymore? Okay, I would date an ugly person.
No, like, I've been with people because of their character.
Oh, so you don't mind dating ugly people? Yeah, that's fine for you, Chief. I can do what you want. I'm just saying, I like dating what I like.
Like, I've been with...
Why date some... Guys, I think... Whenever I speak to people, I just get so amazed in how, like... We are so scared of just having what we want.
Yeah.
Like what we want to the T, like what we want.
What I wanted though. I get what you're saying. I agree with you. We're going to go on.
I
agree with you.
Because
I was looking for character. But yeah,
anyway. We'll just finish it off. We're supposed to play top five.
I got something.
Okay, awesome. Then that's it.
Yeah, so I think like top five fashion brands that you think that young men should be definitely investing into.
Okay, top five fashion brands.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say top five techniques for to stop lust.
We covered that.
Okay. Okay, fashion brands for young men. Young men.
Just you, level 18 to 26 year old.
Shein. A lot of men sleep on Shein. I think that it's a very sexist thing. I think that there's this like ideology behind Shein that it's very feminine. It's a very woman brand. Yeah. It's very unrealistic. It's very untrue. Shein has a lot of men clothing. It's a lot of fashionable men clothing as well.
That's my number one. My fashion journey started from my first Shein cart.
Yes. Remember, we were opening up the plastics. Yeah. You know, it comes with the plastic for the rings and the earrings. Yeah. That's number one. What's your number one?
I'm gonna put for essentials. This might sound weird, but niggas my age. For essentials, like I think Woolworths is a good place for essentials.
To get
yourself started, like to get the vest inside. To get,
you know,
a nice,
I picture someone like wearing Woolworths. I picture someone saying, "Get off my grass, boy, get off my grass."
Yeah,
that's what I picture.
Yeah, for your essentials, because I feel like there's a lack of essentials in men.
Yeah,
good socks, good underwear, like good vest inside, clean white tee.
But I love pants. I want like Woolworths. Eats guys with suits. Woo-wee! If you're looking for a suit like Woolworths, I swear, I think all of my suits are for either Woolworths or, I was going to say number two, Markham's. That's my going to be my number two.
Okay.
Because Markham's, I feel like, is that like, yo.
Is it a long-lasting suit though? Question. Have you ever worn a suit from Markham's?
I have, yeah. I still have the blazer, Loki. Yeah. So
nice.
But besides suits, I'm saying for fat men, young men.
Number four, Markham's.
Yeah, I feel like, Markham's is like a man's like first like, oh, this is like a little bit more expensive than normal clothing. Yeah, like it's like
the MRP to
from like a Mr. Price to Markham's, you're like, you're moving up the budget. And so it's like a first, because the next one I think I'm going up.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. I'd put Mr. Price at number four.
Number four, okay.
I think it's a good place to get a lot of like quantity of things.
I'm removing
just all don't go buy three things and abuse them.
You see, like I'm gonna remove you're removing all my clothing potential brand deals by this top five. But my problem with Mr. Price is that I'm removing all my brand deals. But my problem with Mr. Price is that like you can buy a shirt that's fly, but guaranteed 100 men think that shirt is also fly. Yeah. You're gonna bump into someone with that shirt.
Yeah.
But what I used to love to do is that if I was living in Joburg, I'd buy from Mr. Price Limpopo and then I'd come back to Joburg. Because I know that it takes a while for certain fashion to reach other places. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I've got my number three.
Yeah.
It's you though.
Oh, my number three. A bit pricey, but I'm gonna go Cotton On.
Yeah, that's I think I'm always wearing Cotton On.
Yeah, this I love Cotton On. You know, guys, Cotton On gets a lot of like beef for like its pricing, but let's not lie, guys. That thing is peak. Like, someone puts on something from Cotton On, someone's going, I guarantee you buy something from Cotton On, someone's going to ask you, where did you buy this?
Yeah, you get a compliment.
Yes. I've never not bought something from Cotton On and not gotten compliments.
I think Cotton On is penetrating the market that, or the style that Shein has. Because you know Shein has like global styles.
Yes, yes.
The mark, Cotton On has that. I put Sports Scene at number three.
That's a nice one.
Sports Scene is definitely like something that I mess with.
Yeah, I never had like a football jersey date.
That green thing with the color that I wear with this white is from Sports Scene. My black two-piece from Nike is from Sports Scene.
Have you ever have you ever had like a football jersey?
I don't watch football.
Yeah, you see, even me, I watch football, but I've never had like a football jersey. That's why I've never like really shopped at like Sports Scene. But I know niggas like love buying football jerseys for like dates and funerals and weddings and and baptisms.
Okay, my number two is Cotton On.
My number two is Cotton On. Oh, yours, your two numbers are Cotton On. My number two.
And ladies at home, please give your bros this list because they probably also might appreciate it.
I'm very like, this is a very, I hate on it because they're too expensive, but they really put that shit on. I'm going to say Zara. Zara, yeah, I'm going to have to add them to the list. Even though, like, this is the young man who maybe drives a polo. These are there for the young men that drive.
You have
now.
A salary.
They have a salary now, yeah, because.
And you can buy one piece a month or one piece every 2 months.
Zara is super expensive, but I promise you that thing's going to last your whole life. You might even be able to give that thing to your child. Like, their clothing is, like, quality-wise, is insane. Like, you can, it's insane. Like, I've had the same, I haven't had, like, a formal Zara shirt. It still looks like the day.
The black one.
Yeah. It like still looks like the day
I have it in my,
bought it.
At my place.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number one is Zara.
Your number one is Zara.
Yeah. Like, Zara, like, if you want to invest into clothing, invest in yourself, Zara is something that has batorle sela.
Yeah, my number one, as in, if I had to pick one on my ranking, I'd say Shein is my number one, but...
You know what you should try?
What?
If you mess with Zara about their pricing, apparently Fashion Nova is dope.
You see, Fashion Nova, I can't like, get similar into, man.
I don't know why. Apparently it's similar pricing to Zara. I think it might be a little bit less.
I know.
And I saw there was like an 80% off or 60% off. On.
I think it's because I've seen Quince wearing Fashion Nova, and every time I saw...
He
has like three pieces. He has tracksuits.
Oh yeah, but I'm saying that like that one time, like
yes, back then. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't really like it, but I'll check it out.
Didn't he buy you a baseball jacket from there?
No. He bought me a baseball jacket from like a company that makes baseball jackets. Oh, yeah,
that's very nice.
Yeah. I don't have a number one. That was my list. That's my top four.
Cool. Nah, shout out to you guys for watching Seater, guys. That was fun. Please don't forget 17th of July live show. I think by the time we post this, the link to buy the ticket should be in the description. Seating is
your
limited.
Older sibling's closet. I got it. That's my number one. Like, yo.
I think also it helps.
Yo, that's a peak one. Like, my sister be putting on, like, a video caller shoot has all my graphic tees that I had, like, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. I be wearing Tata's clothes sometimes. Don't get it twisted.
I think what helps you is, like, the fact that I'm much bigger than you.
Yeah, so if
you
it always got, looks like
a stylish.
Yeah, like a.
Like I said, guys, the live show is on the 17th of July. The tickets should be out. We'd really appreciate it if you guys could come. If you're not based in Johannesburg or you're not near Rosebank, please buy someone that you know a ticket that is close today. We'd love to meet all of you guys. We're going to make the effort to literally greet everybody. We're going to be on stage. It's going to be really dope. Please pull up between 6 and 7 because that's the time for networking. We've got a lot of things happening for you guys. And we've got some things that we'll be giving to them as well.
Yeah.
We've been to some brands, so it's going to be really cool. Seated, Asma Jita, Thought Digest, two new shows. It's going to be amazing. Don't miss out. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. And if you're single and you have no interest in seated whatsoever, Khunze and Pez will be there. Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case we really need to pull numbers for the show.
How would they be at the end of the episode? How would they be at the end of the episode?
Who knows? Maybe they're sitting in their back. Khunze and Pez. Bye-bye, guys.